This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday his country is willing to consider genuine negotiations with Russia. Speaking ahead of his virtual address to world leaders at a global climate summit, Zelensky said his country is open to talks with Moscow if Ukraine's borders are restored, victims of Russia's invasion and attacks are compensated, and efforts are made to hold perpetrators accountable. The president's comments follow a Washington Post report that said the United States wanted Ukraine to show willingness for peace talks. That willingness, according to the report, would strengthen international support for Kyiv. The head of Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council, Alexei Danilov, said the main condition for such consideration would be the restoration of Ukraine's territorial integrity. Meanwhile, speaking late Monday at the Economic Club of New York, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan talked about the importance of keeping lines of communication open with all sides, even during a war.
I was just in Kyiv on Friday, and I had the opportunity to meet with President Zelensky, with my counterpart, Andriy Yermak, with the military leadership, and also to get a briefing on just what level of death and devastation has been wrought by Putin's war on that country. So I am clear-eyed about who we are dealing with and what we are up against. I do believe that maintaining channels of communication is in the interest of the United States. I also believe it is in the interests of every country who is affected by this conflict.
Sullivan said the U.S. remains in contact with Russia and Russian President Vladimir Putin through diplomatic channels. North Korea has denied U.S. claims Tuesday that it's assisting Russia with artillery, shells, and ammunition in furthering the war in Ukraine. U.S. intelligence recently confirmed that Russia has reached out to North Korea for rockets and artillery shells. This is VOA News. It's election day in the United States, with voters going to the polls for the midterm elections to determine the control of both houses of the U.S. Congress. In his campaigning, U.S. President Joe Biden has been casting the election in stark terms as another step in the battle for the nation's soul. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
I can't think of a more consequential election.
It's going to shape what the next two generations look like.
The election is not a referendum, it's a choice.
Between two vastly different visions of America.
MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards.
And not just from a policy perspective.
You have all these people saying they don't accept the outcome of the last one, and they're not guaranteeing they'll accept the outcome of this one.
We know democracy at risk is at risk.
Democracy is on the ballot this year.
The fate of the nation, the fate of the soul of America lies where it always does, with the people.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The UN climate conference in Egypt is in its third day, where world leaders are working to address the effects of climate change and set goals for reducing carbon emissions that drive it. Speaking at the conference Tuesday, Polish President Andrzej Duda said the transition to a carbon-free energy has been made more difficult by the war in Ukraine, which has raised the cost of fuel and everything else. He said the bigger environmental picture gets lost to people when they're struggling just to live their lives.
I'm saying this is on behalf of millions of my compatriots who are not going to ask us during the upcoming winter how many of our ambitious climate goals we have achieved. What they are going to ask is why the energy resources are so expensive and why their living standards have dropped so dramatically.
Duda called for solidarity and global cooperation to work out innovative solutions that will ensure energy security and climate protection. The UN Climate Summit is known as the Conference of the Parties, or COP27, as it's the 27th United Nations Climate Change Conference. Police in northeastern China say seven people have been arrested after a clash between residents and authorities who are enforcing COVID-19 quarantine restrictions. China has been reporting new cases nationwide, with 2,230 cases reported Tuesday in the southern manufacturing and technology hub of Guangzhou. While the numbers remain relatively low, China has relentlessly pursued its strict zero COVID policy. The police department in the Shandong city of Linyi said public security would take strong measures against those who illegally violated the legal rights of personal protection of citizens. Anti-pandemic measures have prompted backlashes across the country, a rare challenge to Communist Party authority. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This